quite significant to the extent that the entire process is genuine. If the British are now interested in having direct talks with us, well and good. But they've always said it was an international issue and they didn't want to talk to us. I don't think they really understand the import of civilians of the people of Zimbabwe. But whatever it is, as long as these things are done in good faith with the interest of resolving the Zimbabwean conflict, well and good. We have always insisted that the Zimbabwean crisis is a bilateral issue between the colonizing power, Britain, and the people of Zimbabwe. So if they are prepared to come back to the table dealing with this bilateral issue, we certainly welcome that development. But we still have to wait and see how the situation unfolds.
But their contention is that ZANU-PF is not respecting human rights. As a result, this is why there are these sanctions.
Don't you think that the issue of human rights is just an excuse? It's not that the ZANU-PF doesn't respect human rights. We fought for this country in order to establish human rights. There were no human rights during the Smith regime or during the colonial regime. And the human rights only cropped up after independence. So to talk about ZANU-PF not respecting human rights is nonsensical. It's an agenda which they set for opposition parties in their country.